With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden meeting with top national security officials concerning that deadly attack on U.S. troops in the Middle East. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Among those meeting with the president in the White House Situation Room were National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines. The White House says they discussed the latest developments regarding the attack in Jordan that left three American troops dead. Over the weekend, the president said the U.S. will retaliate. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, federal authorities arresting a Massachusetts man for allegedly threatening to bomb synagogues and to kill members of the state's Jewish community. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Authorities allege 59-year-old John Reardon called a local synagogue last week, leaving a voicemail that threatened to kill congregants and bomb the temple. And 10 minutes later, he's accused of threatening another synagogue and a Jewish organization, mentioning the deaths of Palestinians in Israel. He's now charged with using a facility of interstate commerce to threaten a person or place with harm. The state's acting U.S. attorney says the threats are deeply disturbing and reflect an increasing torrent of anti-Semitism across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In the meantime, an Israeli document spelling out allegations against a dozen UN employees. The country says they took part in the Hamas assault on Israel October 7th. The document claims the seven people stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in a kidnapping, another who helped steal a soldier's body. UN fired 9 of the 12 accused workers. This is SRN News. Well, a new snapshot of America's growing non-religious community.
They're referred to as the nuns, and they make up nearly 30% of the population, but they're not all atheists. The latest poll conducted by the Pew Research Center finds that amongst the nuns, 13% actually believe in the God of the Bible, and another 56% believe in some kind of higher power. Only 17% of them are actually atheists. Most of the nuns also agree that organized religion does some good. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece's influential Orthodox Church says it will fight the center-right government plans to legalize same-sex civil marriages. Church officials say they will present their views to congregations nationwide and to lawmakers who will be debating those proposals. Greek Orthodox Synod says while legislation is the job of the parliament, that doesn't relieve the church of its duty to inform the faithful. This is SRN News. Walmart is further sweetening the perks for its American store managers. John Scott reports it's shaping up to be an extremely good deal for some of those workers.
The nation's largest retailer and private employer seeks to retain and attract top workers in a still competitive job market. Walmart, with almost 4,700 U.S. namesake stores, says starting with the company's new fiscal year, U.S. store leaders will receive up to $20,000 in Walmart stock grants every year. The move follows an announcement made by the discounter earlier this month that it was raising the starting base pay for store managers. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street remains on a hot streak Monday. Dow kicked off the week, gaining up to 80 points. S&P 500 was ahead 26 for the day, while the NASDAQ climbed more than 70 points. More details at SRNNews.com.